Kingdom of Children. Jesus highlights that God reveals the deep secrets to children. By children, he is referring to his disciples, those who've entered his spiritual kingdom as children. The foremost secret is that Jesus is the Son of God. Only God can reveal this to people. These people have supernatural perception and are blessed. Three childlike qualities of Christ's disciples and God's children are a heart of faith, eyes of faith, and the walk of faith. The heart of faith is described in Luke 10:21. At that same hour, he rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will." God's children are not wise in their own conceit, but are to have the meekness of infants and the childlike eagerness for knowledge. A child completely trusts their father and realizes how small they are. They are humble and dependent. The eyes of faith we see in Luke 10:22 is described as follows. "In every way to me it has been given over from the Father of mine, and no one recognizes the Son if not the Father, nor does anyone recognize the Father if not the Son, and to that one he might choose himself the Son to reveal." Just as the Son of God received in every way, we, the children, will recognize both Jesus and his Father. How can we win over the lost? Only God opens their eyes, and they will see, even as we witness and pray for them. The walk of faith is described in Luke 10:24. "For I tell you that many prophets and kings desired to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it." The Greek word translated as prophets means one who speaks for God, interpreter, and was the highest level of priesthood in Egypt. Prophet is the verb that means to shine before. This walk goes one step beyond seeing who God is. It implies listening, understanding, obeying, and walking with him. This is a beautiful cyclic process of blessing and revelation. The more we see, the more we walk. The more we walk, the more we see. How do we know our faith is real? How do we ensure we are shining before others and walking like the prophets in faith?